Number 6. Sherwood Drive.
Hi, I'm Liz Phillips. I'm the senior pastor at Lifespring Church, and we're a community centre here in the heart of Ollerton. So over the last 10 years, we've been developing this place as a community centre. Prior to our developments, it was a Methodist church building. It's also been a factory shop at some point. And Jukris Christian Fellowship bought the building back and turned it back into a church a number of years ago. And 10 years ago, we managed to secure some funding so that we could extend the building, develop it. So now we've got a community cafe on site, we've got meeting rooms, and we run lots and lots of different types of groups. So the church is a Pentecostal church. We're Assemblies of God. Some people call us Happy Clappies. However, we are a community centre. We do lots and lots of different community outreach activities. Over COVID, we've spent a lot of time making sure that people have had food in the house. So at the very beginning, when people were having to stay home all the time, we made sure that those vulnerable people got food hampers. I think we've done over 175,000 meals since the beginning of COVID. So that's been a big project that we've been involved in. We linked up with lots of local people, local councillors, the town council, various other people, the local headmaster in the secondary school has been involved, and other volunteers have been vital in making this happen. We run a memory cafe. We have an autism club. We have a friendship club. So they come, they play bingo, they do activities together, they save up, they go on trips out together. And then there's the pure bingo, which is the serious bingo. I think there's quite a few issues in Ollerton. Living in Ollerton, I know that people have lived here for quite a while now. I think the COVID has really exacerbated stuff around mental health, particularly, and isolation. I think people's incomes have been affected. And how they spend their money has been affected. I think we're seeing all the current stuff around bills, et cetera, and all our fuel bills and the fuel prices. And all that's having an impact on families. And that doesn't just impact what they're spending the money on. It impacts whether they've got food in the cupboards, whether they've got their heating on, whether their children can do what they want them to do, whether they can buy the books or the resources. So there's a huge knock-on financially, I think, in Ollerton at the moment. I'd say it's predominantly white working class. However, that is changing. We are having Ukrainian people in. We are having refugees moving into the area. You've got people now who travel in for work. So we've got the Energy Village, which's developed. So you've got lots and lots of county council folk there. So people are moving into the area to do work and then go home. But you've also got a lot of people who live here and go out to work to come back again. So a mixture of a community. It's changing. It's developing. It's a great community. I think the way people link up with one another, because I'm involved in lots of social type projects, the links, the connections are brilliant. People may not always see those, but they happen behind the scenes. And you know what? They're a friendly bunch in Ollerton. Born in Durham. So born in Durham, but lived on the Geordie estate in Rainworth. So I'm a Geordie. Came down here because my dad came down from the mines. He was a miner, so he came down here because the mines up in Durham were challenged. So I've grown up in a Geordie estate. And I have to admit, there are areas of Ollerton which are incredibly like Rainworth. I think they're the same houses almost. So the community is still the same. It is a mining community. I think that will always be in there somewhere. But the benefits of that mining community were the cohesion, the working together, the looking out for one another. Oh, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to link in and get communities to work together. When you've got a culture happening in a place, I'm hoping that they catch the culture of being together, that we're a community, that we're a social community, that we encourage people to mix, to meet up, and to do things together. So I'm hoping these new estates will sort of grab hold of that culture. Actually, I would say I'm not religious. I have a faith. I have a belief. I believe that what happened on the cross all those years ago is as relevant for me today. And our congregation believe that. We believe in a relationship with God. So it's not about a religion. You can religiously eat a boiled egg Every morning you can do that's religion when you're doing the same activity routinely because that's something you have to do. We believe that it's a relationship. So when we develop a relationship with Jesus, that actually affects us, changes us, and we live differently as a result of that. From my belief, Christianity helps people live better, be more charitable, be more concerned about other people around them.
So if you're sitting outside the Catholic Club, I'll presume you didn't stop for a bacon cob or a mug of coffee and bump into Liz. But if you do fancy something, there's another cafe just up round the corner on the right. Or Allsop's the Butcher's, where you can get a sausage roll. You need to head up that way and then cross over Forest Road at the lights and go up Briar Road, passing the bus shelter on the right. And here's another story for you to help you on the way. The third one, which is called Fast, and which is set in the 60s. And says something about the war years too. If it's still playing when you get to the top of the road, near the church, then just wait. We're going to take a left round Church Circle, as it's known, but not yet.
I went to the doctor's today, and do you know what he told me? He told me to slow down, and I said, I can't. You spend half your life in a factory and see how it affects your momentum. I still do everything as though I'm on production. Fast. We all are, all of us Hall and Earl girls. Mind you, come to think of it, even as a girl I was fast. Well, maybe not exactly fast, more occupied. Everything was just so busy when I was a kiddie, you see, what with the war being on. And we had a couple of bombs dropped too, which was great for the kids. But the best thing of all was the Americans. They were stationed at the Proteus camp, and they built the one at Bulton. And we had the POWs here too, German and Italian. After a while, they were allowed to go out in twos and walk round the village on a Sunday. And quite a lot of people would take them in and entertain them. Give them dinner or their tea. Our neighbours on the right were Sally Army, who would take Germans, and those on the left were Catholics, who took in the Italians. Dad used to sit there with his paper saying, "Do you realise we're being caught in a pincer movement in our own bloody home?" And he wasn't too fond of the Yanks either, mainly because my elder sister was sweet on one of them. "Oversexed and over here," that's what a lot of the older ones said. And that's what all the anxiety about their presence was about. Sex. The manager of the cinema wouldn't allow courting couples to get familiar, even though they had the double seats. If he thought he saw the first signs of anything developing, he'd come round and squirt you on the back of the head with an insect repellent. And then, all of a sudden, the Yanks came over, and it was as though this thing called sex had suddenly arrived, slap bang, in the middle of Ollerton. The American that I always remember was a little chubby black bloke with gold teeth, and I'll never forget the last time I saw him. It was at the fair. My sister was holding onto this bloke's arm, and she looked as sad as can be. "We're going away," he said. And that was that. But every single woman and child was given a free ride by them that night before they went off to war. I often wonder what happened to him. You should have seen the look on the faces when the Eighth Army came back from Italy. Years of fighting the Germans, and here they were back home, with a load of Yanks running around with their women. Well, one or two of them anyway. It was odds on that there was going to be a hell of a lot of trouble, and everyone was braced for it. But it didn't really come, although there must have been a good few inquisitions going on in the houses of Ollerton that night. That and sex. I doubt if the village has ever had a night like it. And it was when everyone got back that things started to get faster and faster, like we were all making up for lost time. And it just all took off. My God, it did. They were breaking records every other month at the colliery. All the women were working at the factories. There were thousands upon thousands of eggs and bricks. Even the waterworks were sending millions of gallons a day to Redhill Reservoir to provide water for Nottingham. No wonder people used to drink so much. We must have been one of the most productive villages in the whole bloody world. I moved over to Courtaulds towards the end. Lovely stuff it was. For Mother Care and Marks and Spencer's. It's all made out in Morocco now. But there's always plenty to do, isn't there? And to be honest, I'm frightened that if I do stop, I'll never be able to get going again. Not properly. So that's how I'm going to stay for as long as I can. Fast.
So as I said, if you're still walking towards the church, then stop at the top of the road with the circle in front of you and go to the next track when you get there. If you're already there, then you can go to the next track now.